We haven't done a pure tech story tonight, so I thought we should start with Rohini. What if I told you that this was the backlight for your keyboard? No, this is not just the circuit trace. This is the actual circuitry, including the LEDs, micro-LEDs, that you would need to illuminate that next-gen keyboard. Well, I'm here with Nick, who's going to explain why their technology, their patented technology, might be in the making for your next big piece of tech. Nick, what am I looking at?
So here is one of our computer keyboard backlights using micro-LEDs, which is they're the world's smallest commercialized LEDs.
People are going to look at this and they're going to say, no, that's just a circuit trace. That's not actually the LEDs. They don't see the LEDs here. How do you do this? How do you make this thin of a film and have all the technology embedded on it?
What it really comes down to is, so here you'll see just some standard blue tape. That has 20,000 LEDs on it. And we've developed our own patented robots and our software that actually can identify each little LED. And then it places it wherever we want. So on that circuitry, they're there. You can't see it there. But we have a factory now with our partner in China that's doing high-volume manufacturing. We've reduced thickness by 60%, and we've reduced power consumption by 93% to achieve the same brightness.
That's ridiculous. In fact, this little light you have right here, this can get as bright as our camera light, which is amazing. In fact, right now, I think you just blew out the video, but it's amazing what you can do. What is exactly micro-LED technology? For the people who might be hearing this for the first time, what would be your easiest way to describe it to them?
Micro-LEDs are same as LEDs, but they're just incredibly, incredibly small and unpackaged. So most often, LEDs are packaged with the lens, the leads, the whole stack up. And they're binned, picked, placed, identified which ones are what brightness. Our technology allows you to take them directly off blue tape and go from wafer to product. So we're skipping many steps, days of work, and lots of money as well, because now we've cut out this whole process just by simplifying it, to be honest.
All right, so of course, efficiency and density, but what are the other advantages of using a micro-LED system?
You know, efficiency, density, I would just say from the whole supply chain, so the thinner the products even, I mean, we're talking that if you want to get really nerdy, think about making current LCD displays thinner. You now have more room in a ship that goes across the ocean that can deliver that many more products. So it impacts everything. You don't really think about it. But right now, I think the big one when we're moving into display is the ability to have little micro zones with LEDs behind the LCD, which that's never been able to be done in a truly micro fashion.
I have to ask. It sounds pretty astounding. Why haven't we seen or heard of this technology in mass before? I mean, this is literally the first time I've heard of micro-LEDs. It sounds like a phenomenal piece of technology, and it sounds like you've got the process down. Why isn't it everywhere?
Yeah, it's incredibly hard. Like, that's the answer, is Apple purchased a micro-LED company very quietly. Facebook has purchased one, and these companies have never been able to produce because they're taking a route that's different than ours. And we may try and go there someday, but we think there's this massive market that they forgot about and our team has been very aware of. So for 3 years, we've been quietly developing and building this. And the background for our company is in keyboards. Our founders created the Force Sensing touchpad, and they created the world's thinnest keyboard. And so as soon as they got done with that and did their buyout after the exit, they thought through, well, what do we want to do next? And it was, well, let's thin it out again by reducing the light guide. And that's what brought us to this solution, which then once we figured it out for keyboards, for computers, it was then, wait a second, what about display? Thinner, brighter, denser, it's all the right pieces.
All right, Nick, so what's next? I mean, obviously you want to get your technology into more and more products. Yep. You've got 42 patents, this is ready to go. What's the next stage for Rohini?
So next stage right now is that we're taking our one factory that does the keyboards. It should be about Q2, hopefully we'll see some products in the market, in the keyboard space. And then we'll be moving rapidly into the display. So that's our big jump that's coming up right now is it's the argument everyone's having right now, right? Everyone's talking about OLED versus LCD and what's going to happen. And we are in a very unique spot with a very unique technology to say, wait a second, LCD can compete. You just need to have the right solution. We call it Pixie, is what we call our technology when it's the micro-LED with our robots. And I think in 2017... you'll watch us step into the display space pretty aggressively.
Fantastic. If people wanted to find out more about micro-LEDs, more about where you're going to be stepping into the space, where should they go?
Rohini.com is one. Pixie.com follows this specific technology. Rohini's working on other micro-LED technologies that will pop up new sites for that. But primarily Rohini.com. And we're on Twitter and Instagram.
Nick, thank you very much for speaking with us. Thank you for sharing your technology. That's Rohini, a really, really bright idea.